flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
All right. Hello. Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Stink. Breath. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Your headphones sound okay? My headphones really don't sound okay.
You sound...
just the same as usual?
Okay. Absolutely.
You noticing anything different? Can you let Tim know there's something, I don't know if it's something that's feeding my headphones or something that's happening or I don't know what it is, but it's...
throw them on the ground.
You think that'll help?
I often like to, you know...
Come here and put these on.
Are they screwed in tight? Like the little part?
Yeah, they are.
Oh, okay.
Here. Put those on. Just tell me what you think about that. Hey, how's everything sounding?
It doesn't sound okay.
Yeah.
It's phasing.
There's something wrong with it.
Yeah, that sounds...
back to how it was when I first started bitching about it. They've gotten it to a point, generally.
Not. Did you try mine on?
I didn't. Let me. Okay. I'm sure yours are fine.
No, but the difference is profound.
Oh, yes. As soon as I put them on, I was like, uh-oh, that's not good. Here, Maddie, try these. Just try them.
Oh, you'll find out when you put them on, like, oh, yeah, that's not...
yeah, that's bad. Hold on. Let me... try them now.
It's still... dear.
It wasn't pushed in all the way.
Oh, dear. Oh, no.
Hello?
Is it better?
It's
you
better.
Like it?
It is
okay.
Better. Phew.
Operator error.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's still not where it should be. But I stopped bitching about it months ago.
Yeah,
Thanks.
A certain, you know, range.
He goes, is it screwed in? I'm like, yeah, it's screwed in. But did I push on it? No.
What are you going to do?
Phew. Okay.
Good morning, everybody.
Edit all this out in post. That doesn't need to be.
Tragedy averted.
Well, I mean, no one wants to listen to me, bitch, all morning. Even I'm like, shut that girl up. Find a way.
Oh, you could have done the whole morning like that now.
Oh, I meant the bitching.
Oh, that you can do all morning.
Believe me, do not underestimate my capacity for bitching. Okay, tell me everything about your new electric car.
Well, I didn't buy one.
Yeah.
But
I knew it was going to take some time.
I did find the one I want. The Ford Mustang Mach-E is perfect.
Tell me.
Really?
Everything about it is perfect.
We're able to slide your surfboard right in there.
I went to Frontier Ford, and it's funny.
Ding, ding, shame.
That area, this is just my own person, because I'm in San Jose area all the time doing shopping and whatever. I lived there for a while with the missus. And you're in... Campbell, Mountain View, Sunnyvale, Santa Clara, San Jose. At any given moment, you've crossed into one or the other.
Yes.
So I don't...
it's like a scrambled eggs of towns down there. Unless you know exactly where the town line is, you don't know.
Yeah, you really don't know. But I believe it's Santa Clara is the exact location. But I went through, like, there were spots because I was trying to find some food on my way down there.
What'd you end up eating?
I don't even want to get into that. Oh. So I was in Apple Land.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, if you've been buying Apple products for any period of time, one infinite loop?
Yeah.
Like, that's
where the spaceship is, right?
It's the one.
The ring.
Right. I think. Everywhere else around there, though, has a little sign on the outside of the parking place with an apple on it. Like, they have support for the spaceship extending well beyond the spaceship.
No, it's like the companion yacht.
It's everywhere.
I see.
I went, oh, that's Apple. That's Apple. Oh, that building's Apple.
There's so many people working at Apple that they don't have enough room in the spaceship that they built.
Unless
people are going to be sad when that spaceship has to take off.
Unless the other buildings just have left the signs out and they've all moved since and no one's rented those buildings. I'm pretty sure they're big enough that
they've exploded outward into the neighborhood.
Beyond into...
So you drove through the apple orchard?
Everywhere, man. I was like, I cannot believe it for miles and miles.
Oh, my God. How funny. Like, just that this company doesn't just take over and everyone's got it in their head. It's like if you go to ground zero for them, they are that whole area. There are no houses there under $4 million. Like, you rent a garage for $4 million a year.
I still love, and this is when Steve Jobs was alive, but I remember him saying the phone market is big and there are great companies and Apple just wants to get, like, if we can get 1%.
We're golden.
Of the phone business out there with our new iPhone. Meanwhile, none of the phones had apps yet. It hadn't really
I liked my BlackBerry.
I liked
just
my BlackBerry
fine.
Too.
I was a late adopter to the iPhone. I was like, there's a game I like on here.
For him to be sitting on the iPhone egg, just giggling and putting out press like, 1%, it'll be fine.
Yeah, we just want people to check it out.
And since they're in every other hand, I mean, one out of two, right? Probably.
I would say that they own more than 50% because I'm on enough text threads where there's one jerko turning it green.
I don't know.
So I can't send photos.
You never know how it is worldwide.
That's
like
true.
Just Android. But anyway.
That is true. You know, absolutely. Because it's not cheap either.
No.
Like there are no, they're like, oh, this is our lower price. And it's like by comparison, it does kind of look lower price. But when you consider you can buy a burner for, you know, $25 somewhere.
I don't know if you remember, but Hooman and I went to he dragged me to I had no interest. I didn't know who Steve Jobs was or anything. To the big announcement because we were going to interview Seal. He was going to be there. And it was the big announcements for the iPod and the first, you know, the Apple store with the music. And I remember coming in on the air going,
the first little?
Yeah, the first one. Yeah.
The big one that's like a deck of cards with the flywheel on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I remember coming in on the air going, nobody's going to want this. Who's going to pay for music?
I've said that with every damn thing that they have.
It's like, durr.
Durr, George.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure all those buildings are filled.
Oh, I'm sure.
I was in the apple orchard, as you say.
I don't think that there are any empty buildings around that. I think you have to get pretty far away for there to not be like, you know, people fighting over office space and or living space.
Yeah.
So anyway,
I go to the place and I get in.
So this is what dealership?
Frontier Ford.
Okay. Ding, ding, shame.
And actually it's funny because I love the car, so I'm buying the car.
Oh.
But we do have, we have a relationship with them. That's why
we went there. Yes. Okay.
So the whether or not I end up repping them remains to be seen.
Right.
I'm getting that car either way.
Well, you've been talking about an electric car for a long time.
It solves my problem.
Yes.
Solves my problem completely. So this car has a lot of room.
Yeah.
I was able to put the seats down. Surfboard fit in just fine.
Mm-hmm.
There's a panel along the door. So one of the problems I've mentioned to you guys, for me as a surfer and using the car as I drive down the coast home, is that I need to be able to jump out and go for a surf. And I need to be able to get in and out of my car with some sort of key that will get wet.
Survive the water.
It's going to get wet. Right. I cannot pull the look around in the lot, hope no one's watching as I hide the key in a bush. You just can't.
Right.
You can't. I don't trust it.
No.
So anyway, they've got a little panel on the doorway that you can code in and open the door. Done.
Wow.
So I don't need to have an app on my watch. I don't need to have a key card. That was one of the things when I tested, when I went and drove the Tesla, whatever that was, a month ago, people were saying, you can use this credit card size thing and that can get wet, except that won't attach or, you know, I mean, I can put it in my suit and hope it doesn't migrate. There,
right.
But I really...
slicing and dicing.
That's, yeah. It's as big a problem of losing it as
I've
it is...
I've lost a nipple.
It's something...
I was thinking more of a... It's the crotch card.
Well, I mean, how far is it going to get down there, really?
Oh, you never know.
You never know. When I have... I've had wipeouts where water flushes through the neck
and
out my ankles. And that's just fresh cold water.
Do you ever you stand feel it up all the way through. Like, it's just stuck around you like, oh God, I've got to...
No, I've never been jokingly filled up with water like
no,
that.
That'd be fun.
It wouldn't actually, but
to see.
Yeah, I guess.
What I meant.
Anyway.
Okay, so
the key card.
You can leave the key to the car inside.
And this thing
code
will lock
yourself
and
in
code
and out.
Myself in and out. So that was like.
That's incredible. That's so simple. What a simple, elegant solution.
Problem solved.
Right.
So it was great. It drove great. One of the things that's weird when you guys go try EVs, and I don't know if you're ready to switch yet or not. I'm a super commuter and I really want to get these oil changes off my to-do list because they're there every other month.
Yep. Tires are the only thing you really have to worry about with these cars.
Right. I'm looking forward to it.
So did you test out the car stereo? That's the first thing
I
tested.
The car stereo was great, but one of the things that I had never driven an EV, and so when I went and tested the Tesla, it was the first time I'd experienced that
one pedal driving
where you let off the gas and the whole car basically goes,
Yep.
You've almost stopped short. And so you really do. Now I know why so many people in EVs are terrible drivers because they're still working out that one pedal driving. Mm-hmm. The kid who sits in the car next to me, he goes, I was saying, you know, the one pedal thing, it's kind of, and he goes, I can take that off. And I go, you can? And he goes, watch. And it's on the screen, but he goes, just hit this. I hit it. Now I'm driving it like a regular car.
Oh, it coasts.
It'll
now
go
it
right
just coasts.
Two pedal driving. So I don't know which one I will end up using daily, but I definitely went, oh, that's a nice feature.
Mm.
I like it.
So what's the range?
And so the range is 320.
Oh, that's good.
Which, you know, I won't do that, but I could probably go back and forth twice without charging.
Yes.
I
but
won't
I would
do
never,
that.
I was going to say, I would never take that chance.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. But, you know, it's got a good range.
Yeah.
And it also still has some knobs and some controls.
Oh, that's good.
Which I'm into.
Because they all have screens now.
It has a screen, but it has a knob for turning the gear, like, you know, park.
Oh.
It's not on
like
the
a
screen.
Little flywheel
I
thing.
Like it. Yes. And there's a few. There's a blinker. A
you
hand
will,
blinker.
Right,
I like
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. And you will get used to. I mean, we just do. You drive something long enough, you know exactly where everything is. It's just the learning curve on some of these. I'm like, really? Do I need to keep hitting the menu to get to the. I just want to turn the heat off or on.
So it was. So anyway, the shortened version of my day yesterday was I went and tested the Ford Mustang Mach-E and love it. And I'm going to buy one.
So is it a five-person car? Like, is it a sedan? What is it exactly?
I've heard some people call it an SUV.
Oh.
I have actually read reviews where people say they're using the name.
Does it have the hatchback on it?
It does. And
oh,
that's
great.
I need it.
Yeah.
It checks all my boxes. The hatchback is necessary. So anyway, some people say you shouldn't put the Mustang name on it because it's not. It's more like an SUV. I don't think they're selling it like an SUV. It doesn't have big tires like one. You might call it a crossover.
Yeah, you know, I would call it a crossover. I've seen them, been around them, yeah.
I'm definitely looking at it, and it's not screaming SUV. It's screaming tall sedan.
But you're not sitting down on the floor.
Yep.
And if you're a taller person, which, you know, I'm pretty tall. So it worked out for me that what are you smiling at?
I don't know.
Okay.
How are you?
How tall am I? Yeah. What kind of question would you ask a lady that? Of course you wouldn't.
Tallness is not something you have to be worried about asking people.
What?
It's, you know, of
anyway,
all the things.
My point is I'm pretty tall and I fit in the car fine. And so if you, like me, you know.
I missed that. That got right by me.
If you're being recruited by basketball teams, yeah, you know,
you
randomly,
might be able to use this one.
This car could work for you.
I see. Great.
Do you have a color you like?
That's actually very funny. So I go home and I say to my kids, look at this color palette and tell me what you like.
Oh, boy.
And so I get this one color and then another color and I'm like, okay, red. Dad's probably not best.
Look at me, officer.
Yeah.
But so, and then I told Christina, here are the colors the kids like. Do you have a choice? And she was like, well, you cannot get a red car. You don't even.
It was like when you came home, you were going to get an orange
car.
Yeah.
She like, you can't. You should get a black car.
Oh, black.
Mm. I was like, all right, well, I've heard everyone's choices and I'll see what's available when it's time.
It is nice to not have to custom order something. Like, can you live with the silver? Can you live with the white?
There are certain things that I can't have in my life. And like I said, I need to be able to get in.
Yes. Oh, my God. That's so huge.
That code panel on the door just saved everything.
Yeah.
I know it's so small to the average person. They would say, that's just dumb.
It's
you're
going to
not get a car over that.
Right.
Yep. Because I go surfing.
And that's what
and
you're
I
using
can't
it for.
I leave the car unlocked. I have my stuff in the car. And people do climb out of the bushes and take your things.
I'm sure there are people who wait by popular parking places. And as soon as the surfer walks away, they feel around every tire.
Yep.
And they're, you know, feeling around, looking in the bushes.
Yep.
You just can't have that.
Yeah. I had a friend who lived out north of Santa Cruz and south of Half Moon Bay in that middle area, which is where I go a lot. And he'd had his window broken so many times, he just left his windows down and went and was like, at least whatever you take, I won't have to go get a new window.
Oh, someone peed into my car.
I definitely just
don't want to screw with you.
Just when I'm changing, I've had birds get in my car.
Oh.
Like to see they...
Ugh.
Like, is there any food in there?
Yeah.
What? I'm sorry. What just happened? I know you're afraid of clowns, but are you also afraid
birds.
Of
birds? Yeah.
I'm not a bird fan either.
I would freak out if a bird got in my car. I wouldn't even. I don't know what I would do. I would run away from. I mean,
I would run.
You know what? Call me. I'll help you. You'll be fine. Just a bird. It doesn't like you either.
Well, these guys
open all the doors and start yelling from one side.
I don't know if they were looking for a sandwich or what, but
well, you did have your oatmeal with you.
I probably.
Yeah.
Probably. Anyway, it was a good day.
Oh, by the way, I saw a headline. I was watching SNL yesterday. I was catching up on everything because my sister finally left. And there was a thing that there's some study that says eat oatmeal every day.
Listen.
It's that it's great for you.
There are times.
Some study, like a scientific study. Science.
When we talk about our day-to-day lives, because that's how we're living. And that's how I'm living.
Yep.
And when people write, that's terrible for you, stop doing that, I think, listen, I get up at 3 a.m. I understand it would be more ideal for me to have or, you know, whatever you say, like, oh, just have a grapefruit or, oh, you should have eggs and toast. Whatever your thing is. I've got to be able to eat this stuff on the road. It's got to fill me up to get me through the morning. We're on an island right now.
Yep.
Yes, there's a snack.
Yeah, we could go buy a Snickers if we needed to.
But really, it's what I got to do. It's the least harmful thing. Like, that's what I'm really going for there.
First, do no harm.
Yeah, let's try to just get filled
up.
Second,
let's get that colon broom going.
Well.
That's nice. Your regularity
the
is.
Colon
is,
broom?
That's what John calls anything that's all fiber.
Oh.
They call it, let's sweep out that colon. Mm. Get everything moving.
All right.
Yeah.
Anyway, what did you do yesterday?
It doesn't matter because it's time to start.
What?
I didn't do it. You know what I did yesterday? I caught up on everything I didn't do while I had house guests.
Oh.
So it was a very good, very productive day.
I already miss Jimbo. I really do.
I know Jimbo's great. Jimbo, mm-hmm. we had some very good moments. That's my brother-in-law. My sister and brother-in-law left.
Deepak
Tuesday.
Checking in.
Hey, Deepak.
Dr. D checking
in. Hey,
Dr.
D. How's your head and neck, buddy?
Morning, Vin. That's the electric car I want. Yeah,
oh,
you do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you do. The Ford Mustang Mach-E, everyone.
I can't wait for you.
And you know what's really cool about it too? I don't have to put a bumper sticker on it immediately that says, I bought this before he went nuts.
Right. You know what? No one has to do that. And if you have a Tesla and you love your Tesla, it's completely fine. Like, people are just going crazy over this. And I get it. He's not super popular right now, but those are cars that are made here in America. He did not invent them. He's just the CEO. Like, good people, smart people. It's an E car. It's good. It is good.
I'm going to hand you some texts after you're done with that speech.
What's great about where I sit, I don't see any texts, and I am 100% fine with that. All right. KLC, KLC HD, one San Francisco, Sarah, Minneapolis, morning show. Here's a song. See you in a sec.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.